Officials say at least 25 people have been killed in the massive landslide in Washington. 90 are still missing. Those numbers, of course, may change this morning. The rescue operations continue to move slowly, and crews are using shovels, buckets, and their bare hands to dig through the mud. Snohomish County District 21 Fire Chief Travis Hott says they're using machinery too, but only with extreme caution.
As far as I'm concerned, we're still in a rescue mode. I haven't lost hope yet. And there's a lot of people up there that haven't lost hope yet. And so we're not going to run big, huge, heavy equipment over areas where we may collapse something where we could have a survivor. Now, I want to brace everybody that that chance is very slim, but we haven't given up.
Hott says he does expect the fatality numbers to go up in the coming days. Because of the scale of debris and complexity of the geography, he says the rescue operations are going to continue for quite some time. Meanwhile, Hott says local firefighters who've been on the scene since the landslide hit on Saturday are being relieved. Crews need to take a break and rest. He says it's a tight-knit community and some of the responders have recovered their friends. Family members have also been instrumental in the search because they can help identify belongings. In some cases, they too have recovered their loved ones.